accelerated kingdom advancement. I want to just spend probably about the next 20 minutes or so just kind of unpacking a little more. This whole year is going to be about accelerated kingdom advancement, the next level. Say the next level. Come on, say the next level. Last week at the end of that, I talked a little bit about it. We're going to really press more into it over the next few months. But the next level in our relationship with God, what does that mean for you? What does that mean for me? What does that mean for us? The next level in our relationships with one another. I absolutely believe that this is going to be a year of divine connections. I talked about this in terms of joint ventures and partnerships that are going to happen. Those kind of relational things happening, but not just there. I'm talking about relationships in our homes, relationships in our families, relationships across the board. Then the next level in the stewardship of our gifts, talents, and resources. The next level of stewardship. I want to remind you, and I think that if you've been joined to this house or you've been listening, Holy Spirit put before us a 90-day challenge. Any of you still giving yourself to that challenge, or have you forgot about it altogether? I want to tell you this. This is what I've found with people, that when we don't understand something, we tend to just kind of distance ourselves from it. You don't want to do that with what I'm talking about here with this kind of challenge, because it has to do with a place of maturing in God and walking out a different kind of life, a next level life in kingdom. And so for those of you that are hearing this for the first time, when God spoke to me this challenge, it really had to do with us getting the word about the wealth transfer, the wealth of the wicked laid up for the righteous, and the wealth transfer, and everybody's excited, and everybody's thinking that, you know, there's this big windfall coming to the body of Christ. And to some degrees, there is, but not to everybody the same way. Holy Spirit spoke to me and said that while everyone may benefit to some degree, it will be based on the principle of the 1-2-5 talent principle of stewardship. And so you just have to know that the way that you have stewarded what you have had up to this point has everything to do with what God will release to you moving forward. I talked about it using the example of credit score. And I'm not one to really promote credit, but if you know how to use it, it can work for your benefit to some degree to get certain things done. But there is a place in God, there is a kingdom place where, you operate and you have the resources. You just have the resources to get it done. And in that place, just like there is the credit score, there's the stewardship status. That's the way the Holy Spirit spoke to me. You have a stewardship status. I have a stewardship status. And how we handle what God brings into our hands has everything to do with whether that status continues to go up or whether it decreases. And so there are some who only are in the $100 stewardship status. They can't handle larger numbers. But then there are others who have learned to steward the thousands and the hundreds of thousands and maybe even the millions. When God looks at your life and mine, He knows who He has called you to be and the purpose and destiny that He has set for you. And so sometimes you might think that you need X amount of dollars. And you really don't. But for someone else who's called to, if you will, function in a different way in the kingdom, they absolutely need the millions of dollars. Is this making sense to you? But there is still for everyone that stewardship status. And depending on how you have stewarded what God has given you, then He knows you can handle what He brings to you or what He releases to you. So in that, I shared what I believe to be kingdom finance 101 that has to do with tithe, offering, first fruits, and alms. Those four areas exercised consistently in your life will guarantee you a good stewardship status in the kingdom. I'm just saying. I know that to be true for myself because I wasn't always a good steward. And so when we hear the message of wealth and wealth transfer, everybody gets excited, and we should get excited. But with that excitement, there needs to be the soberness that comes with it. Amen? Because in the kingdom, God does everything based on truth. Not just a perception of truth. You see, you've heard the statement, and people say, fake it till you make it. In the kingdom, you're just lying while you're trying. Okay? Can't do that. Don't want to do that. Come on, how many of you be honest enough to say, you know, I've gone through that fake it till you make it stage? How many of you be honest enough to say, I'm still trying to fake it till I make it? Okay, see, now you didn't raise your hand, and I'm not trying to put anything on you, but if that's your reality, you need to stop that right now. You want everything in your life to be authentic. Amen. You want everything in your life to be real. Amen. When I was faking it till I made it or thought that's what I was doing, but I was really lying while I was trying. All right. I was wearing a fake Rolex. Listen, I don't have a reputation to try to maintain. I'm good. I'm good with God. All right. But doing those kind of silly things. Maybe if it's just me. Maybe it's just me, George. I don't know. Okay, thank you. Just somebody say something like, you know, Apostle, we all been there. It's all quiet. And everybody's looking like, you know. Yeah, I knew he was messed up. I didn't know he was that messed up. But it has to do with how we think. And so here's what I want to focus on for the next few moments. Accelerated kingdom advancement, the next level. The thought came to my mind in the kingdom, next level living. Say next level living. I've been meditating on that thought, next level living. And then the Holy Spirit says there is no next level living without next level thinking. All right. Without next level thinking. As a man thinketh, so is he. I want to spend the next few moments talking about this next level thinking. Because most of us saved, love God, but our minds have never shifted to a level that produces something different. So you live in the same environment and wonder why it still looks the same. It has to do with your thinking. It has to do with next level thinking. The God that we serve is a God of next levels, next levels, next levels. He just continually moves us from one level to the next, to the next. Our journey in the kingdom of God should be progressive from one level to the next level, to the next level. I love when I read in the scriptures and I see the examples of how God moved himself and moved through his people to move things to the next level. See, with the next level shows a greater manifestation of God and who he is. And so going back in Exodus, and in Exodus we read about the plagues and how God was dealing with Pharaoh, dealing with Egypt through the plagues. And you'll remember that there were certain plagues that Moses did that the magicians did as well. And then God took it to the next level. And we see that in Exodus 8, 16 through 19. Now, I don't have PowerPoint for you today. I just need you to just listen to me. You can get the scriptures and study them out for yourself. Matter of fact, you need to read them for yourself. And every now and then, you need to read them with a paper Bible. I mean, you need to get back to the old-fashioned way of turning the page and writing something on the page. There's nothing like doing that. It's called paper Bible saved, yeah. We got the iPads and the iPhones and all that on my computer. It's great. But there's nothing like when I sit down and I open up and turn to a page. It's just nothing like that. And it's not that this book is any, you know, there's nothing special about this other than it's mine and it has my commentaries in it. But you understand what I'm saying. But when we read and we see how God just moves sovereignly to take it to another level, the next level. So they, Moses produces frogs. They produce frogs. His rod turns into a snake. Their rods turn into a snake. But there comes a moment, and I believe we're in those moments right now, when God says, I'm getting ready to move now in ways that nobody has ever seen before. And I need my body to be ready. See, the challenge that we often face is while we know what he has done, we don't know what he can do. And the thing that we've got to do is position ourselves and just be in that place to say, God, I'm just open. Because I'm convinced that the move that we are in and will see manifested, God is going to move in such a way that he's going to move through people you didn't anticipate, that you disqualified. He's going to move in ways that you never thought were ever, ever imaginable. That's why the word of God says he's able to do exceeding abundantly above that which we could ask or think according to the power that works within us. He is unlimited. There is no limit. There is no level to God. He's unleveledless. I know, Pastor Deborah, I'm just making up words today. It's somewhere in the kingdom. He's unlevelless. Glory to God. So right when the magicians and Pharaoh are thinking, yeah, your God ain't nobody, he says, okay, let me do something. And he tells Moses, just take your rod and just hit the ground now. Take his rod, he hits the ground. Poof, poof, poof. Dust goes into the air, turns into fleas, pestilence. Magicians, like, they hit the ground, nothing happens. Hit the ground again, nothing happens. Hit the ground again, nothing happens. They go to Pharaoh and say, we perceive that this is the finger of God.
All right. Come on,
next level, next level. What would they have experienced had it been his hand?
All right.
What would they have experienced had it been the arm of God?
All right.
The finger of God. The finger of God. I love the passage of scripture in 1 Kings 18 where Elijah now is facing off with the prophets of Baal. And Elijah just taunts them. He says, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to set up two altars. You call on your God, I'll call on mine. Whichever God answers, he is God. And you remember how that story goes? Prophets of Baal, they try it. Nothing happens. He begins to taunt him. Maybe your God's asleep. Maybe your God is on the toilet. Maybe your God is this. He says, enough of this. Takes his altar. Digs a trench around the altar. Fills it up with water. Fills it up with so much water it overflows into the inner part. Basically, he just prays a prayer and says, okay, God, let's settle this once for all. I'm paraphrasing y'all. Just do what you do.
All right.
Is it possible that you can pray a simple prayer that just says, God, just do what you do? Sometimes we pray and we want to pray and we want to say exactly what we want God to do and how we want him to do it. God, just do what you do. And I'm just going to get out the way. Elijah says, just do what you do. They need to know who you are. And it says that the fire of God fell and burned it all up. All the water, everything. And then Elijah killed the prophets. Next level, next level, next level, next level. See, but in order for that to happen, there has to be next level thinking.
All
What is your level of thinking concerning God? What is your level of thinking concerning you in Christ? You in God. Because I'm convinced, we're coming into it now. I'm talking about the body of Christ. We're coming into it now. We're coming into the reality of the kingdom of God and who we are in his kingdom. That we really are heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. So right now, in my apostolic assignment in Abbeville, the church down there, they're considering the theme this year of discovering the kingdom. Why? Because they're saying we've got to understand his kingdom and who we are in his kingdom. Yes, sir. There was a gentleman that was there my last trip, who was involved in prayer meetings and solemn assemblies, and one's planned for the end of March there in Abbeville. And he and I met for the first time, and so he heard me on Sunday morning share the message, it's time to step into all the kingdom, not just through the door. But it's in that message that I also talk about coming into the reality and embracing that we really are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You see, when you begin to think like that, you begin to think like royalty. And that's a good thing. It really is a good thing. And so after sharing, this gentleman reached out to me and he said in an email he sent, he said, I really would like to talk to you about the upcoming solemn assembly. So when we talked on the phone, he said, there's just something about the way that you communicate being heirs that people need to hear. Being heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. I believe that it is partly what the enemy has kept from the church, from the body of Christ, that you never come into that awareness, because it's in that awareness that it all comes together. I'm talking about the manifestation of the kingdom of God, that you and I are walking in power, walking in authority, walking in prosperity, and we are changing the environment for which we are in. He said, I want to talk to you about that, more about that. I believe there's others that need to hear what God has given you concerning this. And my prayer is that we, as Heirs Covenant Church members and those that are watching, that we really begin to walk this out. You see, because this is that next level of thinking. That's why when Paul is writing, and this is why I keep going back to the book of Ephesians, because it lays out for us how we're supposed to think, how we're supposed to live. It's in Ephesians 1:15 through 23. Paul writes, and he talks about, first of all, he talks about Jesus being seated in heavenly places. Now, I'm still talking about next level thinking. Yes, sir. Next level thinking. You know, you've heard the statement, but I mean, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good. You heard that statement? As if you need to come on down? Uh-uh. See, some of us need to be as heavenly minded as we can so we can be of some earthly good. Oh, he thinks he's, well, you know what? No, you really want to say it like this. I think that he thinks, that's what you want to say. Not, he thinks he's so-and-so. She thinks she's so-and-so. Now, how would you know that? No, what you really want to preface it by, you know what I think? I think that he thinks. I think that she thinks. And then you can correct how you think that corrects how you think they think. Okay, I'm sorry, y'all. I've just been meditating and God's been speaking to me about this year, because I can't play. I can't do it. Not playing. I saw one of my spiritual, I'll call him a spiritual father. He's gone on to be with the Lord. His name is Frederick K.C. Price. How many of y'all have ever heard of Frederick K.C.? Did somebody say, oh, Lord? Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah, he was a no-nonsense, no-nonsense teacher and preacher of the Word of God. And Pastor Marisa happened to be watching a YouTube video of him, and I happened to be walking by the TV, and I looked at him, I said, he looks about the age he was when I attended his church. So if you read my book, you know, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit at Crenshaw Christian Center under Frederick K.C. Price. So that was my foundation of kingdom. Up until then, I didn't really have the revelation till I went to California. And a young lady said, I got a name for your group when you started, Heirs. And then I got filled with the Holy Spirit at Crenshaw Christian Center, sat up under Frederick K.C. Price for about 6 months. It's just in me. And so all I'm saying is, and as I watched it, it just reminded me of some of my DNA. He was incredibly smart, incredibly gifted, and uncompromising. I want to be the same. The whole message of Ephesians, Paul writing, is to continually try to bring the body into the awareness of thinking higher, thinking higher, thinking higher. If we are going to experience accelerated kingdom advancement, the next level, there has to be next level thinking. No one excels in any platform to higher levels without next level thinking. There is no athlete that moves up through the ranks to being a professional athlete who doesn't understand I've got to go from one level to the next, to the next. One of the things that you see about baseball is that they got their farm teams. And there's levels within the farm teams. You just don't graduate and end up playing pro baseball. They put you on a farm team. Why? You need to start at that level. Then you get to this next level. And then sometimes you make it to the professional level, but then they realize you're not quite ready. They send you back. There are levels of golf that move you up to the PGA. There are levels of various sports events that move you to the place of being called an Olympian. You don't just arrive there. And in every instance, say every instance, in every instance, there is also next level thinking. Now I want you to just flip that for a moment. I want to talk to those of you that are entrepreneurs and those of you that are business people. It's the same thing, and you know it. It's the same thing. That's why you watch the videos. That's why you watch the teachings, because you're trying to get to that next level of thinking. You're trying to get to that next level of visualizing. You got to get to the next level. You got to the next level. You want to get to the next level so that what you see matches up with what you say. And that's the way it's supposed to be in our lives as believers as we walk in the kingdom. We must be reminded where Jesus is. He is in us through the work of Holy Spirit living on the inside of us. But the Bible also says this about him in Ephesians 1, 15, starting at verse 15 through 23. I'm just going to go about 10 more minutes, maybe, and then I'm going to pull this together. He says, excuse me, I'm making my own self cough. I'm having fun. All right. Hallelujah. It says, for this reason too, having heard of the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, which exists among you, and your love for the saints, do not cease giving thanks while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, talking about Jesus. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of his glory, of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. What is he talking about there? He's talking about next level thinking. He's talking about kingdom perspective. He's saying you got to begin to think this way. And one of the challenges that we face in the body of Christ is we're quick to hear a word. Oh, that was a good word. And we move right on. But you never think about it long enough. You never have the critical thinking, the intentional thinking, where you sit down and you take that word and I'm going to think about it and I'm going to meditate on it till it gets on the inside of me the way that it needs to get on the inside of me. I know what Apostle John said. I know what Pastor Jamal said. I know what Pastor Deborah said. I know what others have said, but I need to get this word in me for me. And I'm telling you something, when you're willing to spend that kind of time in critical thinking, say critical thinking. Yeah, you know, that's when you sit down to think about what you're thinking about. Sometimes you just got to sit down to think about what you're thinking about. Paul is writing here saying, I'm trying to bring you into a greater awareness of next level thinking. But you have to be able to meditate on this. That's why God, speaking to Joshua, said, this is how you're going to make it. He said, you're going to meditate on my word day and night, day and night, day and night. The most many of us hear the word is on Sunday morning. And we wonder why we're not at next level thinking. We're not at next level living.
Come on, that's it.
He says to him, you must meditate on my word day and night. Do not let it depart from your mouth. Meditate on my word day and night. Then you will have good success. Then you will prosper. What he's saying, because eventually what you are taking in will become you. It will become you. I have thought about, prayed about, meditated on, studied about, lived out kingdom for so long, what it really means to be an heir of God, that I'll never be any different than who I am now. You can't convince me differently. You can't convince me that I'm not supposed to be wealthy. You can't convince me that I'm not supposed to have resources to make things happen. You see, I'm no longer talking about the embassy. I'm talking about the community. I'm talking about the city. Are you hearing me? We're in this. We own this. It's kind of like when Bishop Jakes got on, went on this cruise. We were on this cruise. He ran out the whole cruise ship. Were you on that cruise? Oh, he's on one of them. Okay, so this one was called Doing Business in Deep Waters, Alaskan cruise. Pastor Maurice and I went on that cruise, and I'll never forget the first night, the first gathering. Everybody's in the auditorium. He's up there. He says, I'm glad you're here. He says, but I just want you to know, as far as I'm concerned, I've already moved on. He said, I just want you to know that the moment that everybody got on this ship and it detached and we left the dock, he said, I went on to the next thing. That's next level thinking. That's next level thinking. He's saying, because what I envisioned here is done. We're in it. So when I was meeting with the city and we were having our discussions and our negotiations and all that went on, I said to them, I said to these men, maybe one was a brother in Christ. I said, here's what I need you to know. I said, we're here to make Hamilton better. We're here to make Hamilton better. I said, and I want you to know that the embassy is just part of what I plan to do. Part of the vision that we have. Because here's what I believe. Here's what I know because I've seen it. God in his kingdom has the resources to allow us to buy up all this community. And renovate it and build nice homes and not move the people out, but teach them how to live at a higher level. I'm talking about next level thinking. To experience next level living, you have to have next level thinking. And just coming to church doesn't do that. So Paul goes on and he writes there, and he says, these are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things, shout all things, he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Where is Jesus?
In us.
You're missing. Thank you for being enthusiastic. I appreciate that. But I need you to grab a hold of this. Jesus is in heaven. Heavenly places. Holy Spirit is inside us. Heavenly places. And the reason why it's important is because of what he continues to say. Now, one of the things about the scriptures is that when we're reading it, and kind of you think that a chapter concludes and that's the end of the thought, but it's not. They just kind of broke it up for you so it wasn't monotonous. This was all one writing. So if you will, it comes out of chapter 1, right into chapter 2, Ephesians 2, verse 1 says, and we, now it's coming right off of that, says, and we were dead in trespasses and sins in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, says, and of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. Among them, says, we too all formerly lived in the lust of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and the mind, says, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. But God. Come on, say, but God. I like that. But God, being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together in Christ. And raised us up with him and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the age to come he might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. Where are we? Where are we? Where are you? Y'all not talking to me. You're not talking to me. Where are you? We are in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I'm talking about next level living, but in order to live there, you've got to have next level thinking. Our minds must be renewed. That's why when Paul writes and he says in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you, brothers, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to the world, but transformed by the renewing of your mind, that then you might perform what is the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You see, the question is not about you being saved. It's the way you have thought about your salvation and the way you think about yourself right now that keeps your life never looking any different than how it looks right now. Says God raised him up, seated him at his right hand. Far above all rule and authority, power and dominion. and everything that is named. That means that you and I, in Christ, are positioned the same way. And has seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The challenge that we face, the problem, Rich, is that we never think differently about it. So that place of living victoriously never becomes our reality because we've never thought high enough. You better think heavenly minded. We better think heavenly minded. God would that you and I would be able to see from that perspective. So no matter what it feels like when you get up in the morning, see, I don't know about you, but there's some mornings I get up and it's like the weight is just pressing on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? The weight is just pressing on. The weight and the responsibility. And I remind myself, I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. My existence, my true existence is above this. And so in my mind, I must ascend to that place so that I'm not looking at the situation like this. I'm not looking at the situation like this. I'm looking at the situation like this. It changes how I operate with what I'm dealing with and who I'm dealing with. It's going to be that kind of thinking that helps you and I to live out this next level. And everything about you will begin to shift and come in alignment as you live there and you stay there. You know, because in the scriptures, it makes it clear that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. That's what the Bible says. Well, it's speaking of faith, but it's just speaking of life in general. One day you're saved, you're on top. Next day, you're feeling down and you're broke down and you're really trying to just make it. And then the next day, you're kind of somewhere in between. That kind of thinking keeps you living a life on a roller coaster. Up one day, down the next. Up one time, down the next. So I believe that there is a place that God is giving us opportunity to step into of next level thinking. Help us, Father. Help me. In this next level thinking, certain things are just given. They're done. When Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What Jesus is saying, every need that you would ever have is already met. Yes. Quit thinking your faith is to meet your needs. Let me say it a different way. Because we've all walked through seasons of exercising our faith to meet our needs. All right. But next level thinking, next level living, accelerated kingdom advancement is I no longer exercise my faith to pay my need, meet my needs. Yes. I'm exercising my faith to fulfill purpose, destiny, and meet the needs of others. Barry, that's what we're supposed to be doing, man.
All right.
That's what these giftings are about. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Come on, just begin to worship. Just begin to worship Him. That's it. Come on. Holy Spirit's doing something right now. God's speaking to some of you right now. God's speaking to some of you right now. Come on, just receive what He's saying. Just receive what He's saying. You've been questioning, you've been wondering why things haven't shifted, why things haven't moved. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's because you never brought yourself to this next level of thinking and stayed there consistently. The key is to stay there consistently. To stay there consistently. To stay there consistently. To stay there consistently. The disciples that walked with Jesus, the apostles, were brought into that next level thinking. That next level thinking was when they went out and they healed the sick. And the scripture says that Jesus said, now tell them that the kingdom of God has arrived. They came into, experientially, the next level thinking. They came into that level so much so that even after Jesus had ascended, they continued to walk out that next level. That's why when we look in the scriptures and John and Peter are going into the gate beautiful, lower level thinking would have been to reach in their pocket, had they had anything, to give it to the lame guy at the gate. Next level thinking, kingdom level thinking, was silver and gold we don't have, but such as we have, meaning, but what we have, we're giving it to you. Get up and walk in Jesus' name. And he did. Accelerated kingdom advancement is going to be your opportunity, my opportunity, our opportunity to walk in this next level and stay there. Stay there. No matter what, stay there. The tests are going to come. The enemy's going to try to fight you, try to fight us. That's why for many, you've never really stayed there because you keep surrendering to something less than what God intended. But the key for you and I is simply to yield ourselves to God. Believe for His power to be manifested in us and through us. every time. For when the early church came up under attack after healing that man, Peter and John went and gathered with the others and shared what had happened to them. And they simply prayed. And they said, God, grant us boldness to speak your word with confidence while you work healings, signs, and miracles. See, I love where we started, miracles, signs, and wonders. But you know how he's going to accomplish those? Through us. He's going to do it through those who are at that next level thinking, who recognize this isn't a one-off. This isn't just something that happens now. This is our reality. We are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We're looking from above. Our perspective, our vantage point gives us the advantage. And because of that, we can see things that others cannot see. We can speak to things that others cannot speak to. And we can exercise our faith in ways that God has always intended for us. Isn't that where we want to be? Isn't that where we want to be? Isn't that where you want to be? Then let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Come on, look at everybody and say, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Quit playing. Let's go. Come on, would you thank the Lord if you received this word this morning?